question. Thank you. Thank you. Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning as we have welcomed this 2018, this year that you have blessed us with, a year that we've never seen before. We thank you so much, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have been faithful. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to get up this morning to get on this call. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you that they were faithful to their mission and the mandate that you put upon their lives to be diligent and start this call. Father, we ask that you continue to bless them, continue to strengthen them, continue to provide everything they need in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family. Oh, God, for how you have just blessed them to create and to get download witty ideas for products. Oh, Lord, would you just continue to be their lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Oh, Father, we pray that you continue to be with each, and we thank you for being with each and every family member who's on the phone this morning. Father, you know exactly what we stand in need of, and we just thank you that you are just diligent and faithful to give it. Now, Lord, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a word of God. Oh, God, that we know is going to enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we go out today to be ministers in the marketplace. Now, Father, whatever that the speaker needs, oh, God, we just thank you for adding to them more and more in the name of Jesus. Now, we bind Satan in Jesus' name because he nor any of his cohorts has any place on this call. We serve notice to him right now, put a gag order on him that this call will go forth with clarity. And we give you praise and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. The name that never, ever loses its power. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Go out and have a wonderful day. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning. And thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day off with that powerful prayer, that powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson, and I reside in the very cold state of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I welcome again each and every one of you to this call. And I thank you for allowing me to share with you a little bit of the history of this call. And this call was founded in October 10 by two very powerful and brave women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, is super fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. We have a scripture reference, and that is Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And we have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website where all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And we have a new theme for 2018. We thank God for the theme that we had in 2017, which says, through me, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. But he has given us a step up and given us encouragement to step up. And our new theme is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Praise God. Praise God. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, as agreed such as Minister Willa has done, or a host as I am doing now, or if God has given you a word to share, or you may just even have a praise to support or a prayer request, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themastershall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is that wonderful, wonderful God Bless Company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. It's what brought us all together with a phenomenal product. These great, great products are saving lives, and changing our wealth. So if you don't know about Artist International, contact the person that put you on this call, and they would be more than willing to share this information with you. So maybe it's not you, but someone you know is having problems connecting to our calls in the morning or even going back to hear our playback. Generally, those are our T-Mobile or Metro PC customers, and they're having challenges calling in on the call. So there is a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Follow the prompt, and you will be joined in with the call, again, at no charge. So share this information with anyone that should need it. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call for held every Monday through Friday at 7:30 Central and 8:30 Eastern. And it's conducted by a great team of leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, 294-617-POUND. And today is Leadership Tuesday, and you will hear some great inspirational words from our very own manager, Roslyn Peters from Bowie, Maryland. So please join in that call immediately following this call. Now, March 9th, 10th, and 11th, I urge you strongly to put this on your calendar and get prepared to join us at the Artist Life Extravaganza at the Sheraton LAX Gateway. Registration is now $29. Please go to your back office and register for this conference. And Sunday morning, there will be a special worship service. And we are looking for those that will step up and serve God on this day. So if you are one of those persons, please go to info@themasterscall.net and join us for that service on Sunday morning. Now, it is with a heavy heart that I tell you again about the passing of our beloved Ada Grace. So if you would like to make a donation to help her husband Doug as he prepares to celebrate Minister Ada Grace's homegoing in Brooklyn, New York on Friday, and then there will be also a memorial service held in Chicago. So you can help by sending a love gift to the PayPal email of brvanessa@yahoo.com. I will repeat that again so that you can get that written down, and that is brvanessa@yahoo.com. Even if it's only $5 to $50, our co-founders are asking everyone to give something by Thursday morning. and we very much thank you. So please support the husband of our own, Minister A. Levette Grace, Doug Grace, by sending him a love offering to help him as he prepares for the homegoing of his wife, Minister Ada Grace. So with that being said, I'd like to go forth now and bring forth our speaker this morning. And our speaker is no stranger to this call. Our speaker this morning is co-pastor LaVonya Lewis. Matthew 11:12 said, "The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken back by force." And this is the scripture that she stands on. Born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1, 1972, to a single teenage mother, co-pastor LaVonya Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used for good. It was at a very young age, she knew that her life was different from the others, and she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost, and at age 14, began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At age 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and youth pastor. And together with her husband and overseer, Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Pastor LaVonya Lewis has over 12 years' experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almary Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as anointed tabernacle assistant pastor for 9 years. She has a very successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live the life that they preach about. She's a wife, mother, sister, daughter, teacher, student, counselor, pastor, and friend. And I would like to present to some and introduce to others our phenomenal speaker this morning, Pastor, co-pastor, LaVonya Lewis. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Bless God. God bless you all. We thank you, praise the Lord, for this call. I apologize ahead of time for my voice. I've been fighting this little bug and winning, but we thank God because the power of God, it sustains us through everything. I'm coming to you this morning to encourage your heart all the way over here on the backside of the desert in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am, yes, Pastor LaVonya Lewis. And I'm coming to you from Genesis 26 this morning. And I thank God for his word and what he's saying to his people. And he's been speaking to me on this word for some time now, and I just cannot let this thing go, and how God is moving by his spirit and by his power. And Genesis 26, if we look in that chapter, you can read that. I encourage you to read that entire chapter in your own time and really, really sit and just take a look at what God did for Isaac in this book. The first verse starts off by reading and telling us that there is a famine. There was a famine that was in the land. There was a famine that was going on in the land, and it was a famine. The word says, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, in the days of Isaac's father. And it goes on to let us know that the Lord had given him instructions, Isaac instructions, and said, look, even though it's a famine, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do not go down to Egypt, but I want you to go down to the land, and I'm going to tell you where I want you to go, and I want you to dwell in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you For you and your descendants, I'm going to give you this land. And he began to promise Isaac the things that he gave to his father. And he says, look, I'm going to give your descendants this land, and I'm going to do this. Why? Because your father kept my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Here we see in the first verse, he's telling him, he says, look, I got instruction for you. The first lesson we learned in Genesis 26 is that it's important, imperative, that we listen to the instructions that God has for us. That even in a famine, that no matter what you're going through and whether you've been through a famine or not, if you haven't, keep living, you will. If you're going through something where there's a lack, the first initiative thing you need to do is you got to hear God's voice. You got to get to a place where you cut the clamor and the clatter and all of the talking and all of the noise that comes to dull your sense of hearing. You got to move away from all of that stuff, and you got to get to where you can hear God's voice. The second thing you need to be able to do is when you listen to the instruction, you got to obey. You got to go ahead and do that thing. The Bible says that he went ahead and he did what God said. He moved and he went and went into Egypt, and he knew God was going to bless him. Now, if we skip down, and we got to skip down because in between there, he has some issues that happen. And this, the funny thing about this is he runs into a situation where Abimelech takes Rebekah, his wife, and wants to make her his own. And because Isaac gets afraid, Isaac says, she's my sister. Sounds familiar? But the same situation his father was previously in with Sarah, now he's in with his wife Rebecca, and he handles it the same way. We see in the situation that look, the situation that our parents are going through, we got to question, are we repeating those same mistakes? Are we doing the same stuff, the same patterns of behavior that we're seeing go on? Are we emulating that same thing? Because we got to remember that God has blessings set up for us, but we make those blessings harder to obtain when we go in repeating negative behaviors, or we go into repeating habits and picking up things that we do that is not conducive for what God is trying to do for us. And we see him do this, and we see him go through the same situation his daddy went through and come up basically almost about the same way. And so when we see how Abimelech dealt with him and how everything, he finally lets Isaac and Rebekah go, and he lets them know not to touch her, and you know that they belong to God, and nobody is to let them go. God protects them and covers them, and they get out of that situation, and they go into, we now are in verse 12, and we look at it, says, the first thing it says that Isaac sowed in that land, the land that he's going into. He sowed into the land. Now, you just said that there was an issue with the famine, but Isaac had enough sense to know to say, look, I got to get something. If it's just a little bit, if it's just whatever it is I can get my hands on. Isaac understood the law of reaping and sowing. I just got protected in a situation. God just delivered me and my wife out of this situation. I need to sow into this next level move I'm getting ready to go into. This land, no matter whether it's a famine or not, I got to sow into this. And so he began to sow into it, and the Bible says in that verse that he reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. It said the man prospered and continued prospering and became very prosperous, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines then began to envy him. So here I listened to God. God gave me instructions. I listened to him. I made a mistake on the way to where I'm headed, to where God told me to go. I'm headed towards where he tells me to go. Haven't quite gotten there, but where I'm at, I'm a sow. In my journey, in between my getting there and my have arrived, in between my I've left where I was, I'm not what I used to be, in between that and my I'm not what I want to be, I sow in the middle of that. My God, in between, my God, I thank you that I've left the origin, but I still, God has made it to my destiny. In between there, I got to sow. And so he sows in there, and God blessed him in the same year. a hundredfold. And then it goes on to say he not only blessed him in the same year, I mean, he reaped it, but then God said, and the word said that he blessed him. He didn't just reap it. Sowing and reaping is a law that you can sow and reap. And he said he got that. But then God was so gracious. He said, I'll bless that hundredfold that you're about to get. My God, that's amazing. That's awesome. Here, God is blessing it. And it says that, but because he was so blessed and had so much, now the Philistines are mad at him. Now the Philistines are upset. And so he went ahead, and the Bible says that he handled the disputes with the Philistines, and they want to stop. He's realized that the wells that his father's servants had previously dug is now been filled with earth, with dirt. The Philistines have gotten so messy about it until now they filled it with dirt. And they've told him, say, look, you got to go from over here. You got to leave from here. You got to leave. You mightier than us. You got to leave. And you can't have these wells. You got to go. But what he understood was this. He says, look, 13 says, and he went away and he grew and became great. I want to encourage your heart for those that are listening to you, that you may have come into some situations that you expected God was going to bless in a certain situation. And when you got there, you realized it was all caked up. You realized it was all dammed up and backed up, and it was all filled with dirt, and it wasn't like you thought it was going to be. It didn't flow like you thought it was going to be. But can I go on and tell you this? Going to go into 15, it said, but I'm sorry, 18, it says Isaac digged again. Do you understand? He dug again. He says, look, my father did it before, and they thought they was doing something. They thought they were stopping us by filling them up with dirt. But look, we're going to dig again. And we're going to dig again. And the Bible said he dug, and the first time he dug, he called it Essek. And that's because the folks was fighting so with him, he named it contention. He says, I'm going to name this well contention, because that's all I've been getting by digging this well is contention. And so what did the Bible say? He dug again. And when he dug the second time, it said that they fought him again on that one. And it's like, you know what? He named the next one opposition. He says, look, all y'all keep doing is fighting me. I'm just trying to do what's best for my family and for my descendants and for those who follow me. You don't understand. Listen, your obedience, somebody else's prosperity, somebody else's blessing is tied to your obedience. Isaac understood that, look, I can't stop digging because folk are mad. I can't stop digging because I meet with opposition. I can't stop digging because I meet with contention. I can't stop digging because somebody don't want me to dig. I got to dig because my obedience to digging and getting this ready and getting to where God told me to go, there's folks waiting on my blessing, on to be blessed because of my obedience. Don't you dare stop digging, because go on further. If you go on further, the Bible says, look, when it went on down, he says, and he dug again, but in 22 it says that he named this one Rehoboth. And Rehoboth he named it that because it said, the Lord has now made room for us, because finally the folks didn't fight him on this one. Finally, he could dig in peace. There was no resistance in this one. Can I encourage your heart on this phone before I get off here and let you know that if you dig again, try it again. I know you started the business and it messed up. I know the people left. I know you had business partners and they walked away. I know you were making money at one point and then it stopped. But can I encourage you again to dig one more time? Give God another chance. Try him one more time. Dig again. God is making room for you. The Lord told me to tell you to come up right now, sitting in my living room on this phone with you. And he said to let you know, caller on the other line, that he's speaking directly to you. This is a prophetic word just for your situation. It wasn't an accident you got on this call. It wasn't a mistake that you got on this call. But you needed God to give you a word, because you're tired and you're ready to quit and you're tired of folks fighting you on every hand. Every time you try to build something, they want to tear it down. Can I come and let you know, build again. Dig again. God said, look, I'm making room for you. In 2018, you're going to walk into a little ease. You've been struggling and striving and fighting. And God said, look, trust me. Trust me that when I told you to move to that area, I had provision ready for you in that area. And you're going to get it. you're going to get it. You ought to just encourage yourself and tap yourself on the chest and say, I'm getting ready to get everything God has for me. Everything God has. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. I don't care what folks are trying to do. I don't care what the Philistines are trying to do and raise up against you. God said, look, I'm getting ready to do it for my servant Abraham's sake. I'm getting ready to do it because your mama prayed, your grandmama prayed, your granddaddy prayed, your uncles, your aunties. I'm getting ready to pray for folk generations back that prayed that you don't have to struggle like they did. God said, because they were obedient. So listen, you turn around and you be obedient because you got generations behind you waiting to come forth. I got to do what God tell me to do. Why? Because I got babies, and my babies are about to have babies, and they babies going to have babies. Look, I don't know when God ain't coming back, but until he come, he told us to occupy. He told us to do business, be at work, and be busy about his business. So we got to do that. I want to encourage you this morning to dig again. Trust God. Listen to his instructions. Keep going. Keep sowing. Keep fasting, keep praying, keep trusting, keep believing. Why? Because God is making room for you. I promise you, he's making room for you. I know you've had some Essek in your life. I know you've had the Sitna in your life. But now it's time for you to get Rehoboth. God is making room. And this is something nobody can take. This is a blessing that's got your name engraved on it. And God knows the blessing, the angels that are coming to dispatch this blessing to you knows your address, know where you live at. Look, they're better than the postal service. They're coming directly to you, and they're going to drop it off. And I mean, you better give God a praise on credit before you even get it. You ought to just be crazy enough and just laugh in the devil's face and give God a praise now before it ever gets to you. You ought to just go into a ridiculous praise and tell God, thank you, because somewhere in you, it knows what I'm telling you is true, and you're resonating. It's resonating in your spirit's boiling up already. I can feel it in the spirit that you know it's true. So be blessed as I leave y'all this morning. You got this. God is doing it. Come into 2018 with an expectancy, a readiness that say, God, I'm going to dig again, and when I dig again, you make it room for me, and this well, I won't have no contention and no strife, but it's going to be ease. And we say that it is so in the name of Jesus. Be blessed.
Amen, amen, amen. Let the church say amen. We thank God for that word this morning. And Pastor Lavonia, I'll be calling you back after a few brief announcements. Right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. And I'd like to pray for our prayer requests that we receive. God, you know each and every heart on this line. We thank you for everyone that has joined us this morning. We thank you for that message that you gave this morning. Everyone that had a prayer request that asked us to lift them up in prayer, their loved ones in prayer. God, let them know that they've got to keep digging because their blessings is right there for them. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for this speaker. We thank you for, we ask you to pour back into the virtues that she has so graciously poured out to us this morning. We thank you for that word. We thank you for the anointing of that word. We thank you for the hearts that you are lifting on this line, the hearts that have experienced sickness because we know that you are a healer, the hearts that have experience their loved ones going on to be with you, God. Give them peace, give them joy, and let them know that you are still God and they need to keep digging because you are there for them. We thank you for your anointing and your blessings over each and every one of us. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we cover this prayer with your blood, and in your precious name, Jesus, we say amen and amen. And I know you're going to want to hear the payback of this powerful, powerful message. Hallelujah. And that number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call. And that number is 712-770 4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And again, I would like to encourage each and every one of you to go to Dr. Vanessa PPD at yahoo.com and please leave a love offering for Doug Grace in the passing of his beloved, Minister Ada Grace. Again, that is DrVanessaPPD at yahoo.com. Even if it's only $5, we ask you, because $5, just think of 100 people giving $5. That is a blessing. Well, we ask you all to go to this website and bless this powerful man of God. Now, thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting and seating each and every one of us this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer. And co-pastor Lavonia Lewis, we can't thank you enough for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come and close us with a benediction?
Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for your presence. We thank you for your power. We are grateful, God, that you have blessed us with the blessings of Abraham, God, that you have blessed us, our descendants, our children, and our children's children. God, we thank you, God, that you've given us the power, God, to be resilient in the face of adversity, God, to dig again and to watch you, God, do what it is you said you were going to do. Blessings of Florida over your people as they go about their day-to-day. Bless them, God, that everyone they come in contact with, that they will carry your name and your power, your peace, your love towards those people. In Jesus' name we pray, believing that everything we've asked, it is done. It is so. Amen.